Our next stop on today's tour is the classical era. Once again, it's impossible to pinpoint the exact moment at which the Baroque period ended and the classical era began, but most musicologists would set the date at around 1725. In fact, although Bach is often classified as a Baroque composer, the classical period sort of started happening during Bach's lifetime, which is part of the reason why Bach was thought of as old-fashioned during his lifetime. He was still writing in a Baroque style, in the style that had been more characteristic of 50 years before. So for that reason, he was thought of as writing music that was so yesterday. You know, get over the fugue stuff. That is just really so out. You know, it's not even cool enough to be retro. It's just like you're really stuck back in the, you know, 20s or something, like 1620s. Like, get with it. Because many composers starting in the early 1700s were becoming less interested in doing the contrapuntal thing. They weren't really that interested in combining lots of different melodies simultaneously, which of course was one of Bach's great talents. But many of his contemporaries were increasingly interested in writing music that had pretty much only one melody happening at a time, and then usually some, you know, light accompaniment, sort of support stuff happening in the background to enhance the melody. But they weren't interested in layering lots of different melodies. So the classical style is characterized more by melody plus sort of accompaniment or harmony, and not by contrapuntal textures, not by all this simultaneous stuff going on.